let's just polish this up. Yep.
Yep.
Keep going.
All right, so now you go to bed.
Yep.
Or you may find a way that you don't want this to be an issue. Some people have issue that when they go to bed with their wives, they don't want their wife to wake up and find them not there. Because then it might be an issue of, honey, where in whose bed were you pawing last night? Because it was not in mine.
A little too much contrast there, yes.
Could be. Could be, especially when you come back giddy as a schoolgirl.
Yeah, and how do those settle that issue then?
Oh, easy. There is no time. So therefore, you could go.
Yes. Let me finish it.
No.
And the time in which your body's not there is not a time issue.
That is correct. Now, let's say you do it, and then you come back a minute before you left.
Right.
You do that too. Guess what happens then? That's what is deja vu. Because you can't remember doing it because your time reference brought you before you were able to experience it.
Right.
Now, science understands that as a time warp. The warp time. But we know better, and we're not going to have it. But we're just telling you that's the experience. Where people get themselves and they get in this deja vu business, that's only because they've already been there, but they came back before they went, so they couldn't allow that within the labyrinth of their mind, because you can't remember something that happened before it happened. You can't allow yourself to remember something to happen before it happens.
But
because then it's a memory. You can't remember a memory.
But you can change that rule, can't you, Ion?
You most absolutely. When you understand that the basic elemental premise of time is based on a false premise, it opens up Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. That is what Pandora's box contains, you understand.
Yes. The time, shaken up time.
Well, the lack of it. There is no time. There's timing, but there's no time.
Understood that one.
Very good.